Now, speaking of knowing something definitive, let's get on to the TechSideline.com recruiting report. And the best recruiting reporter in the state, without peer, refreshed from a week off, Chris Horn, welcome back to the Tech Beat.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike. That was some pretty interesting stuff there.
Well, I mean, you know, you deal with coaches in your line of work. I know you run down recruiting angles rather than coach, but, I mean, you heard what I had to say. Is that what you're hearing? I mean, is it crazy? No one knows what the heck's going on.
No, I think I'd probably defer to you on that one for sure, but it sounds kind of like what's been going on anyway. So we'll just have to see what goes on. I will say that certainly, first of all, obviously Virginia Tech hasn't gone through this type of situation in a while. You mentioned 4 years, which is certainly something that I think is a testament to the staff and everything. I think has really helped the program as well. But that's one point of interest that seems to me that's a big point of interest now is the assistant coach search. Than it used to be, I guess, at least in my opinion. But it is interesting stuff, that's for sure.
And that stability, as you know from your visits along the recruiting trail, has really helped Tech in its recruiting. That's a key factor that a lot of people think is why they do so well every year.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in the state of Virginia, I think when the high school coaches deal with the same coach year in, year out, they really know what to expect. And they know what to expect out of the Virginia Tech coaches when they're probably going to be in, to offer their players or to evaluate their players. And of course, obviously creates comfort level with the high school coach for sure. So it's certainly a factor that definitely benefits Virginia Tech in terms of the in-state recruiting.
Let's talk basketball for a moment, Chris, and then we'll get into some football. You and I have both been trying to track down some information and a number on this young man and have thus far been unsuccessful. So I don't know exactly what's going on, but I understand that there's perhaps been a commitment for the 2017. Let me see if I have it straight. 2006, Nigel Munson, Lewis Wichter, and Travis, whatever his name is, Miller, Appleton Miller, the hyphenated guy. The other young man who signed last year is probably not coming to 2007.
Right, Jeff Allen.
Allen. And then this young man, Gilchrist, no relation to Jeremy Gilchrist as far as I know, is for 2007 as well. What else do we know about this young man, and is he indeed committed?
According to the Washington Post, they put up a report, I believe it was yesterday, quoting Gus's head coach from Friendly High School in Fort Washington, Maryland, that Gus had committed to Virginia Tech, and there are numerous other reports as well kind of confirming the same thing. So it looks like he definitely has. As you mentioned, we're trying to get the – you and I are trying to get the number, or trying to get some more information before I post any kind of article in you as well. So still hoping for that. I have been able to dig up a little bit of information on him. He's rated right now a three-star prospect by Rivals.com and Scout.com, and Gus is actually a six. He's listed at 6'9", 236, 236 pounds by the Washington Post, and seems to be a power forward slash center type prospect, and who averaged as a sophomore averaged about 10 points, 5 rebounds, about 4 blocks per game. As a junior this season, he's averaged about 11, 12 points per game. So it seems to be a low post presence for sure, and certainly has some good height. You look at 6'8", 6'9", and pretty good size, 236. I've seen him also listed about 215, but the 236 may be more up to date. So he's probably around at least the 230 range, 225, and probably with that frame, 6'8", 6'9", we'll be able to add a little bit more weight. So that being said, still trying to find out some more information on exactly what type of player he is, if he's more of an inside type player, if he has some mid-range or some outside game as well. But in terms of the offer standpoint, which he had offers from Miami, Pittsburgh, and several others reportedly, which very, very solid competition there for Virginia Tech, and seems like a very solid get for the Hokies.
And I'm correct that they are full for next year, barring an unexpected departure.
That's last I heard. It's certainly pretty fluid in the college basketball business. It seems like there's always something going on. But I believe you're correct. I think they are pretty pretty full with Abelson Miller coming in for the 2006 class, and you also mentioned Lewis Witcher and Nigel Munson, and Munson's having a very good season, by the way, for DeMatha Catholic. He's led them to a 27-1 record this year, and I believe they won the first opening round game in the WCAC playoff tournament last night against Carroll, and he's averaging about 16 points a game, and having another solid season for Coach Jones up at DeMatha. So,
I
do believe that they are filled up at this point.
Question about him. Glad you brought him up. While we were talking about Mr. Gilchrist, I had a caller call Matt with a question. The final 44 list of McDonald's All-Americans. Mm-hmm. Do you know if that's out yet? And is Munson on it?
Honestly, I'm not sure if that's out yet, but Munson, it seems like he's not a I would be a little surprised if he makes the McDonald's All-American team. I'm not sure about the top 44. He's generally listed maybe top 100, top 150 type player, but he's a very solid point guard and maybe not a star at this point, although he is a very solid player, and he plays with a lot of very good talent at the DeMatha Catholic, and he really runs the show really well for Coach Jones, and really kind of a pass first, kind of a little bit of a old fashioned in terms of pass first, but he has tried to step up his offensive game this year in terms of points, which he has done, increased from 11 to 16 points, but certainly a very solid get. But in terms of McDonald's All-American, once I'm not sure about the top 44, but once that final list comes out, I'd be a little surprised if he makes it, but certainly a very good player.
Well, while you're talking, Chris, I hit Google, mm-hmm. and there's a website called the Fog Blog that says 2006 McDonald's High School All-America teams announced. That would be what we were looking for, but there's not 44 guys on here. I wonder if there's a second group. The East team, let me see if there's anybody... several ACC guys on here. Wayne Ellington from the Episcopal Academy is going to North Carolina. Gerald Henderson, whose dad went to VCU with me and played on the team there and is going to Duke, also from the Episcopal Academy. That must be a heck of a team. Tywan Lawson, the guard, North Carolina-bound guard from Oak Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Vernon Macklin from Portsmouth and Hargraves going to Georgetown's on there. Scotty Reynolds, the Oklahoma-bound guard from Herndon's on there. Brendan Wright, the 6'9 kid from Brentwood, Tennessee, North Carolina, is on there. The West team, of course, they wouldn't be on the West team, but that's just two teams. That's not 44 guys, so I'm curious if there's more coming on that. Don't they play like a national game and then a local game?
Well, I do know they play the national game. Other than that, I'm not sure about the I know they have a couple of all-star events. So Munson certainly could be on one of those. I believe the Capital Classic is one. And I'm not sure if some of the other ones I'm thinking of are around. But I know they do have that main McDonald's All-American game.
Yeah, I remember my daughter went to one at the MCI Center when LeBron James played. And a kid she knew played. I think there's like a preliminary game that matches D.C. area stars against
right,
some
right.
group, and then the big-time national kids come in. We're in the middle of the TechSideline.com recruiting report with recruiting expert, ace reporter, and my main man, Chris Horn. We talked a little basketball. Chris, let's get on to football.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, 3 weeks into the 2007 recruiting season. We haven't seen a commitment yet. What's wrong? These guys not working? Golly, they don't have any coaches, and they're not getting any work done. Seriously, things are moving along like they should be at this point. You're already evaluating prospects. I found interesting, like I always do, the Top Gun recruiter article.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do not – that's Will's production, right?
Right, that's Will's.
Will Stewart
yeah.
handles that, but obviously you read that. And what are your thoughts on that? Now, let me explain that you have to go to Tech Sideline to read this outstanding article that Will and Chris Coleman put together. But basically, they have a point system where they grade the coaches based on the recruits they sign. And they've done it from 2001. And I'll give you 2001, it was Lorenzo Ward. 2002, it was Jim Cavanaugh. 2003, it was Jim Cavanaugh. 2004, it was Lorenzo Ward. 2005, Jim Cavanaugh. I think it's safe to conclude over the previous 5 years, Coach Ward and Coach Cavanaugh were Tech's best recruiters. Now, this year... the Top Gun recruiter, Kevin Rogers. 62.9 total points. All three of his signees were the high-powered New Jersey guys, Jason Adjipong, Mike G., and Zach Luckett.
Mm-hmm.
He averaged 21 points per player in their rating system. And, of course, he is now one of the coaches who's gone. Brian Steinspring with his in-state duo of Daryl Robertson from Bedford and Cam Chancellor from Moran Norfolk. And then, of course, Aaron Brown, the outstanding offensive lineman from Cincinnati, was number two. Jim Cavanaugh, even though we only had two, there were two pretty good ones, John Graves and Matt Wright, third. Tony Ball, who has since left, four recruits. One of them didn't, two of them didn't carry a whole lot of point punch. He was fourth. Lorenzo Ward, fifth. Charlie Wiles, sixth. Danny Perriman, with just one recruit, seventh. And Billy Height and Bud Foster didn't sign anybody, so they weren't on there. Do you think that's, it's all, you know, rankings, ratings, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's all opinion and topic for discussion. But they put the time into this, and that looks like a pretty good way of doing this.
Yeah, I think so. Just the way it came out. I mean, I think Coach Wright, you mentioned Coach Cavanaugh has been on there a few times, and he's certainly one of the more highly regarded coaches, especially in the state of Virginia in terms of recruiting. And he's just done a great job, and he's done a pretty solid job in the state of New Jersey, if not landing recruits, at least getting Virginia Tech in there in the thick of things and things like that. So, but in terms of this year, obviously Coach Rogers, who you mentioned, he has left, and I think any time you lose a coach who just in talking to recruits and in talking to coaches, the high school scene really had a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Rogers and even his peers. In talking to a few recruits, I know they mentioned that other schools would actually say how much they respected Coach Rogers, which certainly is saying a lot. And in terms of the states of New Jersey and Pennsylvania, I think Virginia Tech will lose something. Although in the state of New Jersey, I mentioned Coach Cavanaugh can do a good job. He's got some connections up there, and I think will do a good job in the state of New Jersey. But in terms of this year, you mentioned the three players that Coach Rogers landed, and Adjipong and G, who are the two dynamic defensive end prospects, along with John Graves. But you know, those two are very extreme, outstanding prospects, and very good pickups for Coach Rogers. And he put Virginia Tech, I think, in prime condition for a couple of top running backs in the country. Knowshon Moreno out of New Jersey, who ended up signing with Georgia, and LaShawn McCoy out of Pennsylvania. I think Coach Rogers did a great job recruiting both of those kids. And
did he ever sign with Miami?
I don't believe he did. I checked their website, and he wasn't listed, so I think he's just committed, although he did say when he made the commitment that he wasn't going to open up the process. Of course, we'll see what happens around next year, I guess.
I predicted when we talked 3 weeks ago, Chris, and I'll predict it right here again, that one ain't over.
I'll definitely say that it wouldn't surprise me at all, for sure. And although LaShawn did say it was over, but we'll see. But I'm kind of with you. I wouldn't be surprised to see really anything happen, I guess, especially with McCoy's recruitment. But of course, and back to Coach Rogers, just saying that he did an excellent job this year. I didn't mention yet Zach Luckett, who's the wide receiver prospect out of Holy Spirit High School. He's a big receiver, 6'3", 210 pounds, and extremely good athlete for his size as well. So Coach Rogers really did a great job this year, and certainly earned the Top Gun Recruiter 2006 from TSL.
Now, I hesitate to name my favorite name of the 2000 class because I don't want to jinx the Tech fans, because if you remember, my favorite name from this year was Hutch Eckerson, the lineman, I believe signed with South Carolina. But you did an update this week on a guy whose name I absolutely love from Christchurch, Courtney Williams. And I love it. You know, there's a personal reason. My daughter's name is Courtney. But that's just a great contraction to go along with the name. He's a linebacker from Christchurch who was hurt last year, so probably didn't garner the attention then. But apparently this young man is one of the better prospects in the state.
That's right. He had an unfortunate beginning to his 2005 season. He tore some cartilage in a knee. In the first game, missed five games after that. Did come back and play pretty well, played in the playoffs as well, played the final three regular season games. So his stats certainly aren't eye-popping because he didn't play in those games, but the attention that he's drawing from a number of schools, including Virginia and Virginia Tech, which have both offered, officially offered at this point, also Mississippi State, Louisville, and Maryland have officially offered, and LSU and Michigan State, among others, are showing some interest. And he's a 6'3", 218-pound prospect. He plays outside linebacker, and he plays tight end for Christ Church and head coach Ed Homer. And certainly looking like he's going to be one of the top targets in this in the 2007 class, and it seems like his recruitment is really taking off. And very good young man. He also plays basketball, and that could be something to watch in terms of if he gets some basketball interest, because he's a pretty good basketball player from what I hear as well, so which is also speaks to his athleticism and his overall ability kind of in several different sports. So and also the name, Jacourtney Williams, I agree. It's a good name, and I also like Max Million as a name out of Yorktown High School. He's a running back who has offers from Virginia Tech, and Maryland as well. So there are a couple good names so far this year. So, but Jacourtney is certainly a solid prospect. Virginia is in good shape with him right now, but we'll see if depending on how long this process goes, or if he gets some significant interest in basketball. But at this point, it looks like he wants to play football, and it looks like Virginia's in good shape, but obviously he hadn't committed yet, so anything can happen. So we'll see what happens.
Well, a young man we talked about on your last visit when we were taking our first look ahead, you know, we went over Doug Dowdy's list of juniors, and while this year was the year of the receiver, it looks like next year is going to be the year of the back, specifically the quarterback. And and Devon Morgan from Verina, who you know in your update earned Richmond Times-Dispatch first-team All-Metro honors for the defensive side of the ball.
Right.
But this kid projects as a quarterback.
Actually, Devon, he's being recruited by the University of Richmond as a quarterback, and he really wants to get a shot playing offense in some capacity, whether it's just maybe as a receiver or something like that. But it seems to me, it looks like defense is where he's being recruited to play. Virginia Tech and Michigan have offered him so far. Really played the safety position extremely well last year. Had about 8 or 9 interceptions, which is, and he did that in about, only 9 games playing safety. So really has a good sense back there as a safety, and has pretty good size, about 6 foot, 185 pounds or so. Has good speed. He is a talented quarterback, as you mentioned, but it looks like in terms of the 1A level, it looks like defensive back. Devon mentioned possibility of cornerback, but I think Virginia Tech's recruiting him as a safety at this point. But very good all-around player, and another in terms of high school, Verina is known for producing some excellent quarterbacks such as Michael Robinson at Penn State and Cordell Roan, and kind of the list goes on in terms of the quarterbacks that they've produced. And Devon Morgan seems like another talented kid, kind of in that mold.
Be interesting to watch that one. Another local kid that is clearly going to get some attention, and you're going to have to help me on this one. Manchester High's Khalil Latif. Did I do that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep.
I'm better than I thought. Anyway, he is like Morgan in that he's an offensive tackle, and you indicate that's where he is probably going to be projected as, but he was All-Metro on defense for us.
Well, Latif really had a kind of a breakout junior season. He actually went against Virginia Tech signee John Graves, and after the game, John went up to him and told him he was the best player that he's played against, which is certainly a very good compliment, and certainly I'm sure helped his confidence last year. And Coach Tom Hall from Manchester tells me that Khalil is really the best offensive lineman he's ever coached, and early certainly up there. So Khalil's about a 6'4". Probably about 6'4", maybe a little bit under. He's 290 pounds, but he doesn't look it. He's really solid physically, which is kind of similar. It reminded me of John Graves when actually I went over to Manchester High School recently, just in terms of both of those kids are really physically just really solidly built. So he could add more weight on the next level. He plays offensive tackle in high school, does play some defensive end, but on the next level, Coach Hall mentioned offensive guard could be a likely possibility. Center, have yet to see his film, but going to take a look at that pretty soon, and center could be an option. He could also maybe end up on the defensive line. So Khalil's a very solid prospect. He has an offer from University of Maryland, according to Coach Hall, and Virginia is certainly showing some heavy interest, and Virginia Tech is showing some interest as well. So another solid prospect in the Central Virginia area to follow next year.
Yeah, so it looks like there'll be some recruiting interest in our home turf, and I'm sure you and I will talk about him many times over the coming year. Chris, it's been a pleasure getting you back on. Just like that, the TechSideline.com recruiting report has flown by. Next week, we'll take a look at some other kids maybe outside the area. We've covered the state pretty well the last two visits, but let's see who in the region the Hokies might be going after.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Okay, thank you as always. And remember, next week we are on early again because of basketball. So the good news is you'll be done early and be able to have a nice leisurely dinner.
Will do. I appreciate it.